This episode of the Chase Smith Podcast is brought to you by Copper Fox Recordings. And hey, I'm sitting right here with the owner, Devin Scarth. Hi, Devin.
Hi, Chase.
Located in Cincinnati, Ohio, Copper Fox Recordings offers a full-service recording studio for everyone from singer-songwriter to full band. Services offered include tracking, mixing, and mastering. Copper Fox Recordings aim to make the recording that the artist wants to hear. Your sound, your way. Visit CopperFoxRecordings.com for more information. This episode is also brought to you by Hannah Kittle Photography. A lot of professional photographers only care about the money and client volume, but that's not the case with Hannah Kittle Photography. With a willingness to travel wherever and whenever and a simple promise of laughter and good vibes, Hannah Kittle Photography values their customers and makes sure you know they care about you. Hannah Kittle Photography places a priority on your needs and wants and works to create your special moments into art. They specialize in wedding, engagement, family, senior, and portrait sessions. If you include the word Chase in your email subject line, they're going to receive 15% off any package. That's you right there. 15% off. Boom. Just say the word Chase. For more information, visit HannahKittlePhotography.com. That's HannahKittlePhotography.com. Now, let's get to the podcast. Thank you for downloading the Chase Smith Podcast. In this episode, I am joined by the hosts of Taken Over with Jernan Jam, Michael Jernigan, and Jam Patterson. We preview the 2017-2018 fantasy football season by looking at the top three skilled players at each position, different draft strategies, and pick one breakout player to watch out for. Let's get it! What is up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening. I am here with the hosts of the Taken Over with Jern and Jam podcast, Michael Jernigan and Jam Patterson. What's up, fellas?
What's happening, Chase Smith?
What's up, Chase? Appreciate this invite to be on your show, man.
Yeah. Hey, I want to do a fantasy football preview podcast here. And I don't know if I'd call you guys experts, but definitely.
I'm a one-time champ. That's all I know.
That is true. You definitely have some experience and can add a little value to the conversation. So let's do this. We got drafts coming up this week. Maybe they were a little bit last week. So I want to make sure everyone has something they can listen to here. Let's start here. I want to go over this year's top three players at each position. Now, I know some of us might have a different list, and that's okay. We'll start with quarterback. Jernigan, going into the draft, who are the top three quarterbacks that you kind of want that you would target this year?
The top two are easy for me. It's Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady by far. Aaron Rodgers led the league last year in fantasy points. Tom Brady leads the league in championships and coolness factor and the hottest wife on the earth. All of that kind of good stuff. Tom Brady is up there. It's that number three spot that's questionable for me. Drew Brees is there, of course. Russell Wilson's around. I may lean towards Matt Ryan, because Matt Ryan has got to have some payback on his mind after that disaster of a Super Bowl last year. Oh, so geez. If I'm picking three, I'm looking at Rodgers, Brady, and Matt Ryan.
Jam, your quarterbacks, what are your top three target lists look like this year?
My guys, of course, like you said, Tom Brady. I mean, you can't go wrong with Tom Brady. I mean, this guy makes anybody from the supermarket look like an all-star wide receiver.
True.
Aaron Rodgers. My third one, believe it or not, this year is Eli Manning. I think with the addition of Brandon Marshall and Odell Beckham Jr., I think you got two stud receivers that can really open up the passing game. So yeah. I'm drafting him as my top quarterback, hoping that, you know, with the guy on each side, you know, he's going to have a big year.
Yeah, you know,
you're drunk.
Isn't a bum either, and they got a pretty good O-line.
Yeah, man. I'm drunk. Come on, Jern. Who's your quarterback?
Eli Manning. You know, one name not – you know, I think Philip Rivers gets overlooked too. The Chargers, he's always at the top of the list. You know, but I think any of those names – I don't know if I would put Russell Wilson in that conversation though, Jern. I was kind of scratching my head at that one.
No, I'm not a big fan of Russell Wilson. One, because NC State fans love that joker after they kicked him out of town and ran him up to Wisconsin, for one. But two, that joker, I don't know, man. He's just a little shaky to me. He doesn't throw the ball enough. He doesn't run enough with it to make up for his lack of passing. He's a little shaky to me as far as putting him at the top. I would too mention Kirk Cousins. He had a big year last year. He was top five in scoring last year, so he's looking to make big money next year after he gets off this franchise deal.
Dakota would be proud of that, that you mentioned Kirk Cousins, because, like I've said before, his agent deserves to be kissed in the mouth for what he got. That is ridiculous of a contract.
Hey, it's a QB league. So no love for Cam Newton or Roethlisberger?
None for me. Big Ben is injury prone, and I think he's on his last leg. And Cam, I think the O-line is not as good as what it used to be. And so if Kelton Benjamin steps up, Cam could have a big year. But if he doesn't, another lackluster performance.
I'm pulling for Cam, though. I want Cam to do well. We are in North Carolina, Jordan Jams in North Carolina, so we're pulling for Cam. But, man, he is maybe the most inconsistent big-time quarterback there is in the league.
True. You know, I don't think you had to tell everyone listening that you're from North Carolina. I'm pretty sure that was obvious by the way you guys are talking. But, yeah, Jernigan and Jam are in North Carolina. No, I feel like it's a pretty good recap of the quarterbacks. Really hasn't changed. The whole quarterback narrative, I mean, Andrew Luck maybe, but I mean, if you go back the past 5-7 years, it's going to be the same names at the top, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, all three right there. Big Ben circulates up for a couple years. Cam was up for a couple years. Matt Ryan's up for a couple of years. Andrew Luck's up for a couple of years. But the top of the list stays the same.
Yeah. Very much unlike this next list that we're going to be talking about, the running backs. Jern, I asked you first for quarterbacks. And, Jam, I'm going to actually ask your dog first about the running backs.
I just gave that joker the boot. I kicked him about three rooms across. My daughter better take care of that thing.
My goodness. All right. Jam, running backs. Who would
be my top three? David Johnson, of course. Because the guy's just going to have – I mean, he's ridiculous. And then, of course, Le'Veon Bell, one of the most high-powered offenses there in Pittsburgh. So, hopefully he signs this deal, gets going. I think he's really sitting out just because he doesn't want to do preseason.
Yeah.
Which I can't blame there. He's just lost two guys already with Edelman and Ware with knee injuries. So preseason has gotten to be too long. They need to shorten that up. My third running back is going to be Devonta Freeman at Atlanta. Because that offense is just, I mean, it just rolled. I think he's going to have another big year. So those are my top three guys.
Not much argued there. Jernigan, who would be your top three running backs?
Here's the question, fantasy football question, boys. You have Ezekiel Elliott sitting out there. How high do you draft that joker in an NFL draft with a possible six, maybe a four-game suspension? How high, how much stock do you put into him being there for maybe 10 games or 9 games out of a fantasy season?
I personally don't think it should matter. Championships aren't won in the first 4 weeks.
Right.
There's no doubt he's a stud running back on a stud O-line. And when he comes back, he's going to be 4 or 5 or 6 games more fresh than any other running back in the league. I don't think he'll go in the first round. Maybe he will, but I don't think – I mean, if you're looking at pick 9-10 and you're looking between, you know, Josh Howard, Jay Ajayi, and whoever else is out there, I mean –
DeMarco Murray, yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to take Zeke at that point.
I think when he comes back, he's going to have a great year because that Dallas O-line is incredible.
Yeah.
Hopefully Prescott can keep it going. So, and if they open it up with Dez, the running game will be solid. I think if without him, go away from fantasy, Dallas looks at the potential of starting 1-5 when it comes to real football with this guy sitting on the sideline.
Well, you know, the big debate last year was who's the rookie of the year, Zeke or Dak? And I really think the start of the year we'll get to see who's more important to that squad, really. So, Jern, who would be your top three running backs?
Give me Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, and just to switch it up from Jam, I'll take LeSean McCoy in Buffalo.
LeSean's been this year.
Do what?
people are high on him this year.
I know. Listen, I've been high on him for years. Like that Joker's got some moves. He's got some shake and bake in the backfield. Last year, he was in the top five in fantasy points. So, LeSean McCoy would be good. Listen, Devontae Freeman can play. Everybody knows he can play. Melvin Gordon from the Chargers, people are talking high about. I'm not so sure about anybody from San Diego or L.A. for that matter. Jay Ajayi, he had, three or four huge monster games last season.
Down the stretch.
Over 200 yards, yeah. So, to me, that third spot can interchange, but I'll take LeSean at number three.
Yeah, I think, dude, he is – I mean, you said it for years. I just think, dude, he's too of a liability personally for me. I think when you look at running backs, you need to look at volume and people who don't have a running back by committee.
Right.
I think that's what makes David Johnson so appealing is he hits it all, volume, carries, receptions. I think Jay Ajayi fits that as well. Josh Howard, Chicago. I think they're going to be behind a lot, so they'll be passing, but – it's not any different than last year. And I think you just have to kind of look at running back a little bit different. Well, kind of like a quarterback, like a Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, like passing offenses, Drew Brees. Kind of try to look at it that way. All right, so receiver. We're blowing right through this. Receiver. I'll start with receiver. I think there's a pretty regular consensus with the receiver as well. You got Antonio Brown, is much to my chagrin. Side note, I have never drafted nor had anyone from the AFC North on my team other than the Browns. I refuse to do it.
Could be why you keep finishing at the bottom of the pack.
Maybe. But I have won a regular season championship. I do have one of those banners. I was so ticked. I'm still salty. Lee Brim got me round one.
I appreciate your loyalty, my man, not picking anybody from Pittsburgh or Baltimore or Cincinnati. I appreciate it.
I cannot do it on a Sunday. I want them all to lose every week. So I think he's at the top, and then you get round out with Mike Evans and Odell Beckham.
What about Julio?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Julio.
Okay.
All right. We'll do he is actually yeah. So it's Antonio Brown, Julio, and I think Mike Evans is third, right? Is that the consensus? 1, 2, 3?
Or Beckham.
Beckham, yeah.
Yeah. You think Beckham's overrated? We talked about this on our show a couple weeks ago about Odell Beckham. To me, he had that huge spectacular catch in Dallas a couple years ago. The one playoff appearance he has, he laid an absolute egg last year after partying on that boat all weekend. Yeah. That got national headlines. To me, that Joker, listen, he's a rock star. He's got the colorful hair. He can make big-time catches. But I just don't see that Joker as being a number one highest-paid receiver in the league.
Not with Julio Jones and A.J. Green and those guys. Mm-hmm. To me, he may be top five, but he is not the best receiver in the game.
Well, I don't think he's overrated, though. I think he's one of the few rookies to have X amount of receptions. I don't have the stat in front of me. Stats don't lie. He produces in the regular season. For reasons unknown, he bombed in the playoffs. I think he's properly rated. I think he's electric. I think he's a receiver that teams have to scheme around, just like Brown, just like Jones, just like Evans, just like maybe Green a couple years ago, and maybe still today. Dude, the Bengals, people forget about the Bengals, man, for a reason too.
Andy Dalton makes you forget about them. He will throw a game away in a heartbeat.
That is God's honest truth. Do you guys have any other receivers you want to highlight here?
You got to remember Jordy Nelson also. I mean, he does a fantastic job in Green Bay, and he's always up there in receptions and things like that. You mentioned Mike Evans.
I got a name. So,
who you got?
The receiver in Dallas, little guy named Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant.
Get another year under Dak, build some chemistry. He's a manimal, man. He is.
And I think you got to remember Amari Cooper in Oakland. Yeah. I think he could have a monster year. So, I mean, there's some young wide receivers that are really going to probably step their game up. And you would hope with Marshawn Lynch running the ball that opens it up, and Amari could get a couple more catches, a couple more touches. So he could have a monster year as well.
Let's kind of shift gears to draft strategies. And, Jim, you bring up a good point. With a team like Oakland and a quarterback like a Derek Carr and maybe a Kirk Cousins, you can get these guys fifth, sixth, seventh round maybe. So there is a strategy where you draft best skill position available, and then, you know, maybe around 7, 8, 9, you look for players like a Phillip Rivers or a Derek Carr or maybe an Andrew Luck. Heck, Tom Brady, I feel like some years he's high draft pick, some years he falls. You know what I mean? Matt Ryan went really late last year. So you never know sometimes with these quarterbacks. That's definitely a strategy too.
Oh, yeah. If you don't get Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers quick, to me, you just wait it out because, like you said, there's a lot of great quarterbacks. I mean, even Stafford throws for big numbers.
Yeah.
Like I said, Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers. I mean, those guys can still throw. To me, when it comes to draft strategy, I want a good – my first two picks, I want to get one stud receiver, one stud running back.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing I look at. And then, you know, my quarterback, I usually get the fourth or fifth round.
Yep. Jern, what are some of your ideas and strategies going into drafts?
Well, it depends on where your draft position is. If you're at the top, obviously you're going to take probably David Johnson, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Le'Veon Bell, one of those four. You're going to get a really good skilled position. If you're in the middle, I'm thinking one of my drafts, I had pick 8. I was right there in the middle. I got Jordy Nelson at 8. When it come back around, I got A.J. Green the second round. So I picked up two big-time stud receivers. Usually my strategy is running back, running back, running back, running back, receiver. However, this year I did switch it because of the number of receivers because I wasn't going to be able to get David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, or McCoy. And Devontae Freeman was gone. So I opted for two big-time receivers with two passing offenses, and hopefully it works out. If not, next year I'll be back at running back, running back, running back, running back.
Yeah. You know, I think also a strategy has to be somewhat fluid too. You have to kind of have to go with the ebb and flow of your league and how other idiots draft. You know, I love seeing a defense go in the first 7 rounds. I love the strategy where someone just goes all starting lineup, all first 8, 9 picks. Because those are that means people atop the board, they fall. You know what I mean?
We had a league 2 years ago where my son drafted 3 defenses.
Hey.
And I've yet to understand that. I've yet to understand that philosophy.
Hey, there is a strategy where you select multiple quarterbacks just to stop people from getting other quarterbacks. It's probably a losing strategy. I don't know why you do that with defense or kickers. Teams that have 2 kickers, and listen, you don't need to get a defense or kicker until the last 2 rounds.
Oh, yeah. Now, unless this year if you pick up the Patriots defense because they get to play the Jets twice.
I disagree.
So, you disagree with that one?
Yeah, 100%. Dude, yeah, 100%, man. With injuries and the Jets might have a decent offense. You don't know. Probably not. They probably maybe will not win a game. I don't know. But you just
hey, I'll give you credit. Cleveland is predicted to win more games than the Jets and the 49ers combined.
Dude, I'm going on record. Cleveland might make the playoffs.
You are absolutely drunk.
Don't get me started, man. So here's
you like your new quarterback?
Yeah, dude. Kizer is a baller.
Okay.
Straight baller. Our defense, though, is going to rip people apart, man. We might injure Roethlisberger in week 1.
What's Joe Hayden going to do? He going to the Cowboys?
He's going to give up touchdowns to us instead of other teams. The saddest person about this trade is Antonio Brown, that he doesn't get to face him twice a year. Mm. He's the saddest person in this trade.
You giving up on your player, man. Giving up on the hope from the early draft pick a couple years ago.
Bro, Joe Hayden was the last Browns jersey I bought. I love Joe. I think he was huge in making Cleveland somewhat attractive and cool for outsiders to come in. Like he was all in, man. He went to the Cavs, Indian. Dude, he loved Cleveland a lot for the community. But he's been injured the past 2 or 3 years and has never recovered, loses a step every year. and it was hard to watch, man.
What number quarterback are we on for Cleveland?
The last one. This is it.
Yeah.
This is the one. How many have they had in the last 10 years?
Way more.
You know, the running joke is the jersey just got every quarterback's name on the back of it.
Yeah.
And there is a long list.
That's low-hanging fruit, man. That is low-hanging fruit. This is the one, though. Great. So, hey, one breakout player that isn't going to be on a lot of people's high on people's draft boards, one player that could really help turn the tide of the league. Jam, we'll start with you, man. Who is one breakout player you're targeting this year?
The guy I want is Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Rookie running back for Carolina. Dude had a great preseason. I mean, you got a chance for – he may be a kick returner. He can line up as a wide receiver, running back, fast as lightning. I watched him a couple times where he would get the corner. And for a white guy, the guy has some wheels. And I think before the season's over, he will overtake Jonathan Stewart and be the number one running back in Carolina.
Yeah. It definitely has a really good opportunity to do that in North Carolina. Jern, who is one breakout player you would target this year?
Man, give me Brandon Cooks. My man's going to New England to play with Tom Brady. Edelman's out for the year now. Cooks was top 10 last year playing with Drew Brees in New Orleans. Give me Brandon Cooks. Tom Brady is going to make this joker an all-pro player. He may get him a supermodel girlfriend like Tom Brady. Tom's going to take care of my man. I would pick up Brandon Cooks.
So we got a running back. We got a receiver. I'll go quarterback. I think this is the year David Carr, fantasy-wise, sets himself apart from the likes of Russell Wilson, the likes of the Kirk Cousins, the likes of all these other bums. And I think this time next year, we're looking at Rodgers, Carr, Brady. You know, I think this is the year, man. He's got Jesus on his side. That mug, he's unashamed. I think he's just they have a threat running game now. Great. Oh, I mean, I just think this is the year that he I think he wins the MVP. And I think, honestly
– Oh, what?
Yeah, I think he wins the MVP.
You're crazy.
He was putting it together last year before his injury, man. They were doing some great things in Oakland. So I can see where you're going with this, Chase. He's going to have a good year.
Yep. Cool. So to wrap us up here, for those people that don't know, the three of us are actually in the same fantasy football league together. We use Yahoo, and Jernigan has been the commissioner for how many years?
I don't know. How many years have we been doing this? Seven? Six? Seven? Something like that?
A lot of trash talk, but not a lot of videos made. So this league is centered around wrestling, I guess. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Flair for the gold, baby. Rick, woo! Flair.
My man's out of the hospital in rehab.
Yeah,
recovering well. All because of the prayer sent from Dave Beaver. Down here for Ric Flair. We appreciate it, Dave.
That's right. So if you want to follow along, we have a Facebook page. We cut wrestling promos. We trash talk. We give each other a hard time. It's a lot of fun. I have yet to win a championship. Jam, have you won one?
I've got one.
Jern, how many of you have you won?
I have won one, and I've been to the championship game 3 out of 4 years. I am the only man that has been to the championship game 3 out of 4 years.
Yeah, you are LeBron James.
One, not how many have you lost?
One. I've won one.
All right. So, hey, where can we find you guys online if we wanted to listen to Taken Over? Well, tell us about Taken Over. What is Taken Over? Tell us about that real quick.
Man, every Monday afternoon we drop a podcast called Taken Over with Jern and Jam. We have your top four sports stories of the week. We are breaking down the top four sports stories every single week. We talk everything from football, NFL, college football, baseball, wrestling, basketball, NBA, college basketball, whatever's going down, man. We talk about the top four sports stories of the week. We have interviews with local players and coaches, get their perspective of what's going on in college and in the NBA. Look us up on Facebook at Taken Over Sports. Join our group. There's plenty of trash talking going on in that group as we speak. There's a big picture of Isaiah Thomas giving LeBron James a huge hug the other day after the big trade went down with Kyrie last week. So look us up on Facebook at Taking Over Sports.
Great. And what was your episode you just dropped on Monday about?
We just had our one-year anniversary. We had episode 47, our one-year anniversary, where we celebrated all the interviews, all the people we have talked to, the coaches, the players, everything we had done the previous year. This upcoming week, we are doing a division-by-division NFL breakdown. We have one more division to go. We're doing the NFC South, where we're talking about the Panthers, the Falcons, the Saints, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then the following week, we'll be making our Super Bowl predictions, and then we'll be doing a six-pack pick'em every single week, where Jam and I will pick games, and we'll have to put a little something on the line here. We'll have to make some type of wager and see who gets the most games right throughout the NFL season. And somebody could be running around downtown Asheboro, North Carolina, butt naked.
Well, it's a good thing I don't run, so you get on the streets and get a head start, big man.
There you go. Hey, so we can find you on Facebook. You guys on Twitter?
Yes, look us up on Facebook, Taking Over Sports. We're also on Twitter at Taking Over Pod, TakenOverPod, Taking Over Pod.
And you guys are on iTunes, right?
Yes, sir. Look us up, my man. Anywhere, Taking Over Podcast.
Cool. So, hey, if you like sports and want to hear these two beautiful Southern North Carolinian voices serenade your ears once a week, check them out on iTunes, Taking Over with Jern and Jam. Hey, fellas, thank you so much for talking football. You guys have a great week.
All right, man.
All right, Jay. See you, buddy.
Hey, see you, man.
All right, peace.